Marvelites, this is Ryan Panagos, Agent M. I'm at WonderCon 2012, joined by Mark Strom, my assistant editor. Mark, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And Tom Cohen, VP of production for Marvel Studios. Say hi, Tom.
Hey, everyone.
So this is a This Week in Marvel mini. We wanted to give you guys a little flavor from WonderCon, so we figured I'd bring a recorder, and we'd just chat. And Tom is really cool because he's been at Marvel for how long now?
It'll be 5 years in June.
Yeah, 5 years, so that's almost as long as I've been here, but it's been very cool. And Tom works a lot with our partners on the movie side, so explain a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I'm the production liaison for Marvel to Fox and Sony. So as most of the fans know, you know, Marvel is producing some films, you know, with Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, leading up to the Avengers in May, but we also have characters that are still licensed out to other studios, namely Fox and Sony. Sony has Spider-Man. They just released a new Ghost Rider movie. Fox controls rights to X-Men, Daredevil, Fantastic Four. So basically, I get involved starting with the development phase. The studios submit the scripts to us. I read them. I give them feedback. Make sure that, you know, if we have any concerns about how they're portraying the characters, you know, we address that. And then, you know, going from there, they send over, they let us look at, you know, character designs and costume designs and, you know, ask us for input on casting and hiring directors and writers and that kind of thing. And then it goes all the way through into the production phase. I'll visit the sets, you know, watch the dailies, view cuts of the film, all the while giving feedback. And now, for instance, with the Spider-Man movie, which is in post-production for release in July.
July 3rd, theaters
July,
everywhere.
July 3rd. It's going to be a great 1-2 punch for Marvel fans this summer. One thing I'm doing right now is, you know, Marvel, we have an important component of these movies is consumer products and merchandising and things of that sort. So I'm working with our consumer products groups at Marvel and Disney to make sure they're getting the kind of assets that they need for our licensees. So, like, Spider-Man right now is a big thing. So I'm kind of the middleman going back to Sony and saying, hey, can we get reference for the costume designs for this character or key set photos from the movie that can be used for trading cards, you know, and even like with the publishing program, I'm working with Disney Publishing to review the manuscripts for like Spider-Man storybooks that they're going to do and, you know, make sure that they're syncing up with the movie and that kind of thing. And so it's a whole variety of things, you know, so it starts out in development, goes into production, and then kind of branches out into like, you know, consumer products and, you know, marketing and that kind of thing. So it keeps me busy.
I've seen your office. It's packed.
Yeah.
How did you start with Marvel? Like, what was your trajectory? How did you get here? What's your background?
I've worked in film production and development for almost 15 years now. My first job was working for James Cameron at his production company, Lightstorm Entertainment, and I started there as an intern. When I was actually still in school, I was a development intern, ended up getting a job there as a PA, and kind of worked my way back into the development department as an assistant, and then worked my way up to be a development exec there. And then I left Lightstorm right about 2006 when Jim was starting up production on Avatar, and that was going to basically consume his life for the next few years. And so I moved on. I'd always wanted to work at Marvel because I was a big Marvel fan. And when I heard that Marvel was expanding its studio operations in early 2007, I reached out to my boss, Kevin Feige, who had just been made a head of production, and literally just kind of sent him a cold email one day. I had actually met him at a con like a couple years before through a mutual acquaintance, and I didn't know if he'd even remember me, and sent him an email and said, hey, I'd love to come work for you. This is my experience. I'd love to do a general meeting, and if you know, nothing else. And it worked. A couple of months later, I got a call, you know, did a series of meetings, and I ended up getting a job, and I've been here for almost 5 years.
That's amazing. I love that you just were like, hey, Kevin, what's up? Can I have a job?
I mean, that's the thing. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, take a chance like that and find ways, you know, just be persistent and but not overly persistent, because, you know, that's all the advice I always give to people too. But you always gotta look out for those kind of opportunities, you know.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Marvel character?
Spider-Man. Definitely Spider-Man. That's why it's really fun to, you know, be Marvel's representative to Sony for the Spider-Man movie, because it's like, it kind of is a dream come true. In fact, when I worked for James Cameron, the whole reason I wanted to work for Jim Cameron back then was, and this is like late 90s, was not only he was my favorite director, filmmaker, but at the time he was still attached to do Spider-Man. This is right before, this is when it was still tied up in the whole legal web. And
look at you.
And then Sony ended up getting, you know, the rights when that was up figured out. And by that time, though, Jim was already focusing on other projects. Like, he was already thinking about Avatar way back then, and so he moved on. But that was my whole intention to work for James Cameron, was because I wanted to work there, and if he did a Spider-Man movie, I wanted to work on a Spider-Man movie. So it's really fun now, like 10 years later, finally it's kind of come full circle, and I'm finally getting to do that, you know?
Sure. And I'm curious, Tom, because I know from, you know, having worked with you and everything, even your old offices, you used to have spinner rack filled with all these old 60s and 70s Marvel comics, and yeah. I know how long you've been collecting and what a big fan you are. So I'm curious, how big is your comics collection, and what is your most prized comic?
Man, I've been collecting comics since I was like a little kid, like, well, you know, a lot of us doing, and I actually don't, I mean, I probably have upwards of like, I don't know, 10,000 comics.
You say that so nonchalant, like, oh, it's probably like 10,000.
I really need to get more organized about it. I know I have a closet in my apartment that's like filled with boxes. I mean, I'm a Spider-Man completist because it's just my favorite character, and my goal is to someday have a complete run of like every Spider-Man comic, you know, existence. But my favorite, probably my prized, or probably I still have some like the earliest comics I ever bought, which, you know, it's like the story where I got, you know, my grandma gave me a couple dollars or whatever, and I ran around the corner to the 7-Eleven and bought some Marvel comics off the spinner rack, you know, and it was like issues of Peter Parker and Marvel Team Up and Amazing Spider-Man, and that was kind of like, you know, when I got the habit started forming, you know.
You got bit by the bug.
By the bug, yeah.
The two of you are awful.
But yeah, it's fun, and I still buy them, I still collect them, I'm here at the show buying, going around, you know, trying to fill in holes in my...
What Marvel books did you buy at this convention, anything?
There's a dealer over here who's like selling like 50 cent back issues, and I picked up a bunch of copies of like from the 90s runs of like X-Factor, the initial Peter David run, and some Amazing Spider-Man issues, because I realized somehow I had a hole in my collection from like the, it was like the Eric Larson era, so I bought like, you know, 20 issues from like, I think, 92. So yeah, also found a hardcover of the classic Captain Britain collection, the original UK stuff, so I dug that stuff. So I found it, a hardcover collection, which I didn't know that Marvel had. I knew there had been a UK edition. I didn't know that a domestic version had been published. So
I had no idea either.
It's really cool.
Yeah. We're standing in the middle of the Marvel booth, and we've got Sam Humphries and Tom Brevoort just hanging out, listening to this interview go on. It's funny. We keep looking at Tom because he is the man with the entirety of knowledge about Marvel. So we're like, when did that hardcover come out?
Pretty recently. We just did two hardcovers of the UK material within the last year.
I had no idea.
Now I'm going to have to go look for the other one.
Yeah. All right, but wrapping it up, what can you tell the fans about The Amazing Spider-Man? Some cool stuff. I'm sure you've seen the film in like 100 different phases. Some cool tidbits or information or fun stuff.
Well, obviously, I can't give away too many like spoilers. I will say this. I know there's a lot of fans who all, ever since Sony announced this reboot and that they were going to be doing the elements of the origin, and I think a lot of people were like, so soon? You know, why? Why did they need? But, you know, Sony's been using it as part of their marketing campaign. It's the untold story. And it really is. I make the analogy, this movie is to the Sam Raimi movies what the Ultimate Spider-Man comics are to the Amazing Spider-Man comics. It's like all the classic, you know, elements of Spider-Man mythology just told in like a really kind of more contemporary, really dynamic way. And everything about the movie is, it feels 180 degrees from the Sam Raimi movie. You know, it's just a different kind of filmmaking style, and the performances, Andrew Garfield's a different kind of, he's still the Peter Parker that everyone can identify with.
Yeah.
He's just plays it a little differently than the Tobey Maguire version. And, you know, this movie, they're focusing on stuff like the mystery of Peter Parker's parents, which you never even met his parents.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if they were mentioned in the earlier in the Raimi movies. So this movie, that's kind of like the jumping off point, is the mystery of what happened to his mom and dad. And that's something that's going to be playing out over this new series of films.
Did you just confirm several movies?
Well, they already announced the sequel. All right. So,
all right.
You know, and also it's.
I can edit that out if we need to.
And also it's Gwen Stacy, you know, who's the love interest, so that they're going back to the, you know, the canon, making Gwen the first love, and
which I love as a huge, huge Gwen Stacy fan.
Your face got super creepy there. Great.
I love Gwen Stacy. She is the love of Peter Parker's life. Anyone who says differently should find me because I have words for them.
Okay.
And I think Emma Stone, as anybody who was at the panel yesterday when she was the guest of the panel could see, I mean, she's just really just so, like, so great in the movie as Gwen Stacy. She's smart, she's sassy, she's tough, and she's, in the movie she's also has an interest in science like Peter, which is another thing that they're playing at this movie. They're really playing up Peter's interest in science and the scientific abilities. I mean, you see him in this movie, the mechanical web shooters are in the movie, so that's part of this new thing. Gwen is, you know, every bit Peter's equal when it comes to, like, intellect in this movie, so she's a great character. And so they're playing up that, playing up the web shooters, and also Spidey's sense of humor, which they're doing more than I think we've seen in previous films, with the wise cracks and the smart-ass Spidey, if I can say that.
Yeah, that's fine.
but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think fans are going to be pleasantly surprised when they see the movie, and I think any fears and trepidations that people might have about this reboot, I think, are going to be addressed, and I think the fans are going to be really happy.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, Tom, thanks for taking the time with us. Guys, we're going to have more This Week in Marvel Minis as we keep going on. Let us know what you think. Tweet to @agent_M, @Marvel, @Strami. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, so don't find Tom. He can't handle it. He's got a million things going on right now. Use the hashtag This Week in Marvel, and we'll talk about it in the next episode of the regular podcast. Thanks, guys. This is Marvel, your universe.